There's a series of books by Patrick O'Brien. It's called, I don't know what the series is called, but it's the first one is Master and Commander. There was a movie that was made about it, kind of. It took a bunch of things from a bunch of books, but anyways, it's a series about a character. One of the characters is Jack Aubrey. He's a sort of an ambitious captain of a ship, and he's always trying to make money by capturing other ships and selling them off and get kind of money. And so he's really always kind of trying to make his own way in the world. He's got great ambitions to do great things, but inevitably in the story, I think the author has to keep things going, so there's always disappointments, right? Things happen, and the person that's ahead of him, the admiral or whoever, says, well, you can't do that, or you can't do this, or you shouldn't have took that ship, so now you owe money instead of getting money. So all these things happen. And it brings to mind to me, what is our ambitions? What do we want to accomplish in our life? What are you most proud of in your life? It's interesting to listen to things like eulogies or to reflect with a person when they're nearing the end of their life and to ask, what are their greatest accomplishments? What are the things that they're most proud of? What are your most important accomplishments? What would you say are your most things that you're most value or most proud of in your life? What are those things? What does your life, what does your lived life show that you value? And does your life that you live agree with these spoken values? It's interesting to me that so often we can measure the worth of our lives by what we do, what we accomplish, what our status is, what we attain, or what we've experienced. We might say something like, my life is complete because I traveled the world, or I built a great company, or I won a tournament, or I was elected to public office. These are different things that we might strive to be known for. We might even say things like, I raised a big family, I'm a missionary, I'm a pastor, I founded a church. These are good things, but are they what we're called to do? You might have great ambitions, and you might have great aspirations. You might have great desires, and these in themselves are a good thing, right? They're a good thing in themselves. But the question to ask ourselves, are we responding to what God is asking of us? And have we considered what the Lord is asking of us to do in our lives? Two lines struck me in the gospel. The first was, behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. John points to Jesus, and in this passage, he's literally pointing to Jesus. But his whole life directs us to the Lord. That is what God gave him to do with his life. What a beautiful idea. What a beautiful thing. And we see that John the Baptist totally gives himself to this role. His whole life is pointing to Jesus. It seems a superhuman thing to live because inevitably, right, the struggle comes in where we want to point to ourselves rather than to Jesus. That's the temptation. We all want a perfect life, right? We all have an idea of what that looks like for us, a vision of what's a good life. You know, I'm going to be young and dashing, and then I'm going to go and get an education, and then I'm going to find a great career and find a spouse that loves me, and we're going to raise a family, whatever. We all have our own image of what success, what a successful life looks like. How easy it is to center our lives on this sort of vision of my idea of success. As long as things fall into place according to my plan, then I feel good about everything, right? But what happens? Well, something doesn't go the way I planned it, and then I try to force the issue, right? And then I try to make things happen the right way. And then what happens? Well, either I prevail and I make things right, I keep things on the right track, and in this case, it's all up to me to make myself happy and complete. I am the measure of my own worth. Or on the other hand, if things go wrong and I find I can't fix them, I begin to say, what went wrong? What went wrong? How did this happen? And then we can begin to doubt, why did God allow this to happen? Or what did I do wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. So, Lord, you owe me something. It's a very perilous thing to make our own agenda and our own plans for what our lives should be and how things ought to turn out. That's why we need to remember, behold the Lamb of God. When we subject ourselves to Christ, Life is no longer about me trying to construct my earthly paradise. Our happiness is not dependent upon our ability to control every outcome. Rather, we see everything through Christ. What does this have to do with Christ? Lord, what are you asking me now in this new situation? Every new obstacle, every new struggle is a chance to go back to the Lord and say, I accept this. What do you ask of me? Now, this requires great humility and great docility. The second line in the gospel that resounds to us today is, who ranks ahead of me? It's sort of a tucked in there, but John is speaking of Christ. Jesus is the one who ranks ahead of me. As we grow older, it becomes more and more challenging to accept this subordinate position to God. As children, we're subordinate. We submit, because in all things we must submit, right? As a child, we always are under authority. But when we get older, we start to try to assert our will and our surroundings. And this causes contention, first with our parents, right? We all experience that, with our peers, then with maybe our professors and our coworkers and the world and society around us. And we are so conditioned by this that it is often how we try to relate to God as well. What's the antidote to this? Humble acceptance of the sovereignty of God. He who ranks ahead of me. It's God, right? He's the one who ranks ahead of all of us. And only when we accept this fact can we begin to live in harmony with reality. Reality is what is actually our state in life. We are not God. We are not in control. We are not simply living a choose-your-own-adventure story. Our whole life is ordered to our recognizing the truth that our identity in God is that we are not God. And when we recognize this truth, then we can begin to live in the joy that the Lord loves us, that he cares for us, and he wants us to be holy and to be sanctified, as we heard in the first reading. It is God, even more than ourselves, who wants our happiness and who knows how to steer us to eternal life. That is his goal. His end is that for us. So he doesn't just want earthly success for us, he wants eternal success. Our end becomes doing the will of God, which is the only way we can accomplish our deepest desires. If we believe our end is simply doing what I want, then paradoxically, we can never attain it. So today, let us humbly choose to follow where God leads us. Let us behold the Lamb of God, and let us humbly trust that in submitting ourselves to the will of God, we will find eternal happiness and the true fulfillment of our deepest desires.